Out. Got a good crowd here this morning. Let's all stand. Let's start off with page 28.
To be in the way this morning, isn't it? I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you, church?
Amen.
Thank God, it's wonderful. You can be seated. Thank you so much for being here at Murrayville Baptist Church this morning. Have a good crowd here. I don't know what's happening or going on this morning, if there's anything special happening, but no, we're so thrilled that you're here. Looking so forward this morning to Baptism Sunday. Sister Grace, Brother Noah, coming to be baptized. It's wonderful. I know many came this morning to witness and experience this. I love Baptism Sunday. It doesn't do anything to save you, but buddy, it sure does exemplify and show what's taking place on the inside. Thank God for that. Death to self, burial with Christ, raised to walk in newness of life. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad you're here. I want to thank all those who are tuning in by way of live stream. I want you to be much in prayer this morning on top of Baptism Sunday. Brother Matt Wimpy's going to be coming here for us for too long and bringing the word, preaching to our heart. Y'all pray for him this morning. Amen. It's exciting, exciting, exciting. Brings back a lot of memories of my first day and my first message I preached. And we won't go into that this morning. But amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be here. And thank you so much for being here. Pray. I hope you come seeking something from the Lord. And I don't know what kind of week you had. I told the church earlier when we opened before Sunday school. I said, I know me personally myself, it's been a long week. I'm sure you've had a long week. A lot going on, a lot transpiring. But let's take the brakes off this morning. Let's break the walls down. Let's let the Lord have his work in our heart. And relax yourself. Sit in his presence. Look at Christ for a little while. Gaze at Christ. Graze in his pasture. Let the Lord do for you what you need doing. Now let him speak to your heart. You'll be obedient to him. If at any time in this service you need to pray, you come on and pray. If any time in this service you need to testify about the goodness of the Lord, as long as it's in English, we'll be okay. And if you speak in Spanish or German, and you got a translator with you, we'll translate. But you follow the Lord. You'll be obedient to him. If the choir's singing, you need to raise your hand and shout a little bit. Raise your hand and shout a little bit. If you need to just weep and cry a little bit, thanking the Lord how good he's been to your life, I believe it'd be in order this morning, don't you? Amen. I'm excited about worshiping the Lord. You'll be obedient to the Lord. We'll get right into the service. Brother Terry, you ready? This choir's looking good up here. We're going to sing like what? Like it's the last day we get to sing. Amen. This may be the last Sunday we have gathered. So you be obedient to the Lord. Sing on, choir. Come on. Help but get the impression that sometimes, for whatever reason, we think that somehow or another we deserve to be saved. Or that for whatever reason that there was something in us that was just wonderful or pleasant or beautiful enough that God would come. Hey, listen, friend, I was lost. I was dirty. I was blind. I was filthy. I was dead. I was wicked. I was undeserving. There was nothing in me that should have merited any favor from God. But I'm glad one day He sent His Son to an old, dark, sin-cursed world. Loved me and saw me and cared for me. I owed a debt I could not pay. But He paid a debt that He did not owe. And paid in full. Wrote in the blank, paid in full. Took upon Himself my sin and your sin. Carried the weight. They scourged Him with the cat of nine tails. They beat Him. They smote Him. They spit upon Him. They cursed His name. They defiled Him. They stripped Him naked. They absolutely persecuted Him in every way. Why did this happen? Because He loved you. You couldn't do it for yourself. I couldn't do it for myself. Brother Matt's fixing to come and preach to us here in just a moment. I could not please God. You could not please God. But there was one that did. The Son of the living God, Jesus Christ is His name. And I'm glad that on the third day after they took His body down from the cross, that He rose again, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And He lives this morning. And you ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus speaking. Yes, I know. Bless His holy name. I'm grateful I'm saved. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad this choir is here. I'm glad Brother Matt's here. I'm glad these that are going to be baptized are here. But more than all that, I'm glad that Jesus is here this morning. The Spirit of God. Brother Terry, won't you sing that last verse and chorus? Come on, brother.
Thank you.
Down on the last verse, if you can find a seat.
Seated this morning. Again, thank you so much for being in the house of the Lord. Wonderful to see this good number here in the house of God. I want to go ahead and thank all those as well. Last Sunday that was here for our Invite Your One. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for salvation last Sunday. Amen. Good to see some wonderful faces this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity to worship the Lord through giving. You'll be obedient to that. Again, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing what the Lord will do here in just a moment. We've got some special singing lined up. Pray that God will bless that. And again, make yourself at home. Be obedient to the Lord. Be sensitive to Him. And thank the Lord again for this Sunday. What a wonderful Sunday. So much I want to say. But thank you again for being here. All right. Well, Brother Zach, pray for us this morning. The offering and the service, the Lord will be with us and we'll look to Him.
faithful. He's always been faithful. He's always been faithful to me.
Just a
Every single one that's saved in this building this morning has a desire to go home. And I'll just be honest with you, by the way things are looking, and from what I can tell from the Word of God, that day is fast approaching. I'm glad we'll be out of here one day, and we'll see Him as He is. Amen. Home's just around the corner. Walk on another mile. Amen. So thankful for Brother Matt Wimpy and his family. And the Lord has been so good to us to allow us to get close to them over these past few weeks and months. And I want to thank the Lord for the good witness with these good folk. A few weeks ago, after church service, we'd just been having great services. And we'd had my brother-in-law and a nephew in to preach. Their family sang. And after that Sunday night service, I was sitting back, which is some of my manner, and shaking hands as there was those that was leaving, and Brother Matt called me, and I saw it on my watch here that he's called me, so I answered him. I was running back to my phone, making sure everything was okay, and he said, "Are you still at the church?" I said, "I am." He said, "Will you be there in 5 minutes?" I said, "I'll still be here in 5 minutes," and he said, "We're on our way back." I said, "Okay," and we hung up the phone, and in about 5 minutes, I saw a young lady bust in those back doors, tears streaming down her eyes. She didn't need to talk to me or nobody else in this building. She needed to talk to the only one that could help her. And she came down, Sister Grace Wimpy. Thank the Lord for her testimony and what the Lord's done for her. As soon as she stood up and said that the Lord had saved her, Brother Matt started shouting, and then he stood up and said, "God's called me to preach." And I thank the Lord for that. Somebody said, "We got two for one." That night, Lord saved a wife, and the Lord called the man to preach. I tell you, it doesn't get no better. I'd never seen it on that fashion. I want to thank the Lord for His precious family. He may want to tell you more about that in details I'm not even getting at. But whatever the Lord's laid on His heart, church, let's get behind Him. There ain't nothing tougher on the most seasoned of preachers than looking out over a Baptist congregation and them staring at you like this. All right? So let's smile at him, let's ag him on, let's shout him on, let's get him behind him, and let's support him. I told him a minute ago, there ain't one soul in this building that ain't behind him. And I thank the Lord. Most of all, I believe the Lord's going to help him. The Lord's here this morning. Appreciate His spirit, and I appreciate Brother Matt. Brother Matt, come preach your first message to us, brother. Appreciate you, Brother Wimpy. Love you, man.
Morning. It's good to be saved this morning. If you're happy and glad to be saved, say amen. Amen. I want to say I appreciate Brother Jay and everything that he's been to me. And since they've been here, he's been such an encouragement and let me stand. I really do appreciate that. I will say, if you're visiting this morning, please come back and hear Brother Jay. His ministry has been working wonders in Merville, and him and his family have been such a blessing since they've been here. If you got your Bibles this morning, please turn to John chapter number 9. The Lord laid this message on my heart several weeks ago, and actually Brother Jay preached out of chapter number 8, and it's right around the same time that this message was laid on my heart. And we're going to start in verse number 1. "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither hath his man's sin or his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him, but he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him, and they had been blind, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called his parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. Let's go to the Lord in word prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear God, we come to you this morning, dear Lord. We just felt your presence already in the singing, dear God. Dear Lord, I just pray that you pass through in this service, dear Lord, and you touch the ones that's here, dear God, the saved and the unsaved, dear God. We just pray that you bless each and every one that's here, dear God, and just let your message be heard to everyone, dear Lord. Just remove me from this standing up here and just speak, dear God, to them, dear Lord. Dear God, I just pray that you bless this church, dear Lord, and everybody that's in it, dear Lord. Keep us safe and go with us and guide us, dear God, that we do your will and do your works, dear Lord. In your precious heavenly name we pray. Amen. I've got a few thoughts on inside this chapter that's come to me. And the main thought of this is being so blind that you can't see. (clears throat) We're all blind. We're all born blind. And until the Spirit comes by and we repent of our sins, we are blind. Going to be blind. But in verse number 5 here, it says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So no, there is a light. If you're looking down a tunnel and you see there is light at the end of the tunnel. And it's the same here. There is light. In the text here, the blind man, it's speaking of a physically blind man. But I'm not here to preach on a physically blind man. Over in John chapter 8, number 12, verse 12, says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So in the text here in verse number 6, with the blind man, when Jesus comes by and he spits and makes the clay and anoints the blind man, it's no different than when we're lost. And Jesus comes and he puts our hearts under conviction. And he starts molding us and taking the clay and molding us into what he wants, not into what we want. And he molds us and he anoints us with the Spirit. If you confess your sins and give it all to him and repent, he will save you. He will save you. And you will see. You will see. In verse number 7, tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the way I look at that, that's baptism. You saved, you go wash clean. And that's what he's told the blind man to do, to go wash and he can see. The baptism doesn't save you, but it washes you clean. Over down in verse 8 and 9, you have the neighbors there that was questioning him. You know, they were asking, is this the same man, or is this the same person that was blind that was out here begging on the streets? Some said yes, some said no, but he said it is him. And it's no different in this walk of life that we walk. When you're saved, you're going to have those people that come by and doubt you and say that's not really you. But you're going to have to stand up and say, it is me. Down verse number 11, he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. That's testifying. That's testifying. We all need that. All of us that are saved and have a testimony, we need to be standing up and testifying. I love a good testimony service. You get up and you get to hear it. That blesses my heart. We need to be testifying and spreading the goodness of the word. And then again, down in verse 15, here comes the Pharisees again. And they're doubting him. They're starting to doubt him again. And they ask him again. He has to tell them again that he put clay upon my eyes and washed, and you know, he does see. And then there they go. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. Now, how can a man come by and touch a man and he can see physically? I can't do that. Jay can't do that. Terry can't do that. There's only one person that has ever walked the face of this earth that can do that. That's Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him today, that's a scary place to be in. My stomach churns and my heart aches for somebody to know that they may be lost, that they can walk out that door and not even make it out of the parking lot. And their time is they're called. We get down to verse number 21. And they're speaking to his parents. And his parents answer, but by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, and he shall speak for himself. We're all going to have to answer for ourselves. Don't matter how good your mom and daddy is, your lineage. I got two of the best parents sitting back there. And they couldn't save me. I believe, though, our duty as parents, pray for our children. And they will be heard. But it's up to your children to take that step. But your lineage and your parents and your family history can't get you there. I tell you something. We were at a funeral home a few weeks back. A dear saint had passed on and moved over to glory, and an old man, gentleman from our area, come by, and I hadn't seen since I was a teenager. And I was talking to him, and finally, he just asked me, he said, who are you? From where I grew up in Cane Creek in Dahlonega. If anybody knows that area or lives in that area, you know my parents. You know they're good, hardworking Christians. And I tend to lean on that probably more than what I should for my own doing. And before I could even tell him my own name, I said, well, I'm Kenny and Clay Swimpy's son. No, I didn't even tell him my name. But like I said, it don't matter how good your parents are, your grandparents, your aunt and uncle, your cousins, don't matter how good they are, they cannot save you. You will have to speak for yourself when that time comes. And I'm here to tell you today, if you got a draw to come talk to the Lord, don't you walk out them doors. Because it will. I'm telling you, I've told Brother Jay, and I may have told it before in my testimony, in Oak Grove Baptist Church, Brother Russell Burt was preaching, and he preached a couple messages, a couple Sundays, and the Lord was dealing with me. And I wouldn't move. I was scared to death. I don't like crowds. So I didn't want to come out. I was scared. Finally, one Sunday, I went to my best friend's house that weekend. Didn't plan on going to church. And his mama got up that morning. We ate breakfast. And he said, get your clothes on, boys. We're going to church. Well, I didn't have any church clothes. So I had to borrow some clothes. And wore a pair of shorts to church as a teenager. And that right there scared me to death already, because I don't much agree with that. But my own personal beliefs. So I'm sitting probably about there, about where Addison's sitting at right now. And Brother Russell got to preaching, the Lord got to deal with my heart. And he told me, he said, if you don't move right now, this is the last time I'm dealing with you. This is it. Here I am, scared to death. Got a pair of shorts on and don't want to walk out in the middle of the aisle and come to the front. But praise the Lord that I moved. I did have the parents to teach me that when you feel the Spirit, to follow it. And I'm telling you, if there's anybody here today that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and you have that feeling, come take care of it. We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. Come and repent. You'll feel, I can only talk about my own personal dealings with it. Feels like a magnet trying to pull you out.
Yes, sir.
And if you have that feeling, you need to come down and take care of it before you leave, because you may not get another chance.
You're right.
And if you let it go too long, it can harden your heart.
Yes, sir.
It can. Yes, sir. You can harden your heart, and he may not come back to touch you. I think that's all I've got.
And if you would come around to the piano, please, this morning. I've went and heard preachers that I'd heard on tape and cassette, MP3, whatever you listen to, for years and years and years, and excited about going and hearing them in live and in person and meeting them and shaking their hand, maybe getting them to sign my Bible. But this morning, we've heard as good a Bible preaching as you'll ever hear. I thank the Lord for what we've heard in our presence this morning. I'm not going to add to anything Brother Matt said, but I just want to say on top of what Brother Matt has said, if you're here and you're lost, you're blind, and you cannot see, and only the Lord can give you sight. You see, only Christ could heal the lame, cause them to walk. Only Christ could give hearing to the deaf. Only Christ could cause the blind to see. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can save your soul. There's nothing worse. And if you're lost, you're dead. You're dead. You're blind. You're lame. You can't hear. You can't see. You're just trying to feel your way through this life. But if you're saved this morning, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He told them, the Bible said that he was blind from birth. He made mud out of the ground. One of those blind men, he made mud out of the ground and placed it on his eyes. He told him to go wash. What is mud? Mud is dirt with some liquid in it. That's what mud is. What are you made out of? You're made out of dust. You're dirt. And this boy had something missing from his birth. He couldn't see. Good preaching, Brother Matt. And I'm telling you, if you are lost today, you don't know the Lord, and you've heard what Brother Matt has preached, you heard what he said, you've got something missing today. Ten-year-old boy, I had something missing. God broke my heart, Brother Matt. That voice you're talking about spoke to me. Audibly, stronger than audibly, saying, "Come, come. It's good to come, ain't it, brother? It's good to come. He brought me. He sought me. And he bought me by his redeeming power. He reached down to where I was. Hallelujah. Now, I can't tell. I can't see. It's not the preacher's job to tell or see. It's not Brother Matt's job to look out on this congregation and see who needs what and what needs who and how the situation lays. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. And even following him as I was